Lidl and Aldi, the German supermarkets who targeted British shoppers by slashing prices and terrifying the opposition.
They came here with a plan and they executed it brilliantly.
From their arrival in the 90s to their 1,600 stores today.
Let's get in there and get some bargains!
The one-time upstarts have shaken the traditional retail giants by cutting bills, stacking the shelves with own brand goods, and springing surprises in the aisles.
You walk into the shop and in the centre aisle are just these big bins with a random assortment of inflatable canoes and winter socks.
Once Britons were snobbish.
I used to see them putting Lidl stock in M&S bags.
But now they flock to the tills.
We've had a massive shift. We don't have as much money.
As new discounters enter the market, can they remain the cheapest?
They are marketing wizards.
Will their expansion continue?
The discounters are relentless how they go about business.
And which of them will finally be crowned the undisputed discount king?
They're both very focused, very determined to win. I wouldn't bet against either of them.
The mid-90s, and Britain's never been cooler. Its bands, artists, and fashion designers rule the world, and the economy booms.
Britain was very pleased with itself in the mid-90s. The buzzword was Cool Britannia. The creative industries were booming.
There were good times on the high street too, with supermarket giants like Tesco and Sainsbury's rapidly expanding and slugging it out to be number one. But unknown to most of us, a revolution was underway. One that would change millions of customers' shopping habits, rock the retail giants, and even help put some rivals out of business.